They have a Ring camera doorbell. Will they see? How can I tell? I'll keep my hoodie down. I'm not making a sound, stealing other people's Christmas stuff. Here's a big inflatable snowman. He will look so good in my front yard. And I'll take these electric reindeer. I hope unplugging them won't be too hard. Now away before they see me. Oh wait, I need a new tree. I'll chop it down and then get out of town, stealing other people's Christmas stuff.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four.
I got some specific relevance to that. Good morning. Welcome, 5:54.
Did you steal somebody's stuff?
Yes, that would be my specific relevance. Or something else. Good morning. Welcome. Hi, it is Mark and Kim show here on Starwater 2.1 on this first day of December 2020. Finally, you can put up Christmas decorations. You can get the Christmas tree. You can put the inflatables up in the yard. Unless it inspires an almost four-year-old to walk over next door and see if, in fact, he could bring that inflatable to his yard. Can I go get that?
I love it.
Can I go get that?
I want it.
Can I go get that? And I'm like, can you go get what? That. Now, my daughter lives in a, I don't know what you want to call it, but it's a neighborhood that, like, for the two holidays that I've seen, obviously Halloween and Christmas, Halloween they go all out. I mean, the neighbors are, I mean, it's over the top. And kids galore, and I mean, I have hundreds of houses in this neighborhood. So it's a great trick-or-treating neighborhood. And I guess for Christmas, and I guess I remember this last year, I mean, all out. And my daughter feels a bit of the whole, you know, keeping up with the Joneses thing.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, well, of course, you know. Some people don't care about keeping up with the Joneses, but some do. And my daughter's like, But the next door neighbor has like inflatables and the globe and the snow blowing and the 18-foot Rudolph and all this other stuff.
So they wouldn't notice if the almost four-year-old walked over there and took one of them, put it in his yard?
No, I think they would have. They would have. And I was like, can you go get what? That.
Any points? Which that did he want?
Stubby little finger. I'm like, no. Why not? Why? I said, because that's stealing. I said, do you like it when I take the nuggets off your plate at lunch and eat those? He goes, no. I said, well, you asked me not to do that, didn't you? Yeah. Do I still do that? Well, yeah.
So then he stomped over there and got it.
So he was like, yeah, okay.
Do I need to come help him?
Excuse me?
Do I need to come
help him
take
steal?
One?
Yes. I was going to say, teach him a lesson or something? No, no.
Do I need to come help him take it?
I don't need you anywhere near my grandchildren.
I can come help him get that.
I done said that, didn't I? Well, good morning. Welcome. It's 5:57. December. December is upon us. Things to look forward to in December. Bowl games. Have the Tennessee Volunteers been rumored for any bowl? Have you looked this up at all there, Ricky Research? Or do you know?
I saw that the information was supposed to be released, I believe, this Sunday, but I could be wrong. But
there's predictions. There's always good predictions. Look up Tennessee Vols bowl prediction.
The X-verse is throwing things out, but it's
the what like- now? Hold on. You've moved on to what now?
The X-verse.
The X-verse?
Well, it used to be the Twitter-verse, but you know,
even Elon Musk the other day. Said Twitter.
I know.
Even Elon Musk said, when I tweeted out, it won't be long. Trust me. It will not be long before X becomes Twitter again. Trust it. Mark it down. Write it down. X will become Twitter again. He's had his fun. All right. He doesn't even call. Does he call his son X still? Has he come up with a better name than X?
I don't know that they call him anything.
Well, they call him something. You know.
My son.
So far, I'm seeing Citrus Bowl and Music City Bowl.
You don't want to go to the Music City Bowl because that's just in Nashville, right? Yeah. I mean, we travel well. That's what they want. But, you know, and the other one is what now?
The Citrus Bowl.
The Citrus Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what did Steve Spurrier say one time? You can't spell the Citrus Bowl without UT.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a lower tier bowl. What date is the Citrus Bowl? What date is the Music City Bowl?
January 1st, and it's actually the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl.
The Cheez-It. Because, you know, nothing says citrus like Cheez-Its.
They go well together.
You know what I mean? Like, really, you know what I mean? Sunny D wasn't available for the Citrus Bowl. You know, Minute Maid.
That would make so much
Tropicana,
more sense.
The Tropicana Citrus Bowl.
Isn't there a Tropicana Bowl? Doesn't Tropicana have a bowl?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Other things to look forward to in January. December, Eddie Murphy's got his first holiday movie of all time coming up called Candy Cane Lane. Hits Prime Video today. Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour movie on demand starting December 13th. Because we needed another Wonka, I guess. We needed another Wonka. You know, two wasn't enough. Timothée Chalamet will be opening as Wonka on the 15th. Aquaman, and, because, you know, we need another Marvel movie.
We can never have enough.
Yeah.
Never enough having what?
Jason Momoa.
Well, we actually can.
No, we can't.
Arrives. Lisa Bonet certainly thinks so. Well, that she kicked him down the curb. Didn't she? Was it Lisa Bonet? No,
yeah.
No, he's with...
No, it was Lisa Bonet. She's kicked Lenny Kravitz and Jason Momoa to the curb.
You sure it wasn't Zoe Kravitz?
No, Zoe Kravitz is their daughter.
Okay, I'm so confused on them. The Crown returns, the final episodes ever, on December 14th. Doctor Who, I don't know if you watched that, Disney Plus this month. National Cookie Day on Monday, National Ice Cream Day on 13th. They could have combined that. Ugly Sweater Day on the 15th, first day of winter, December 21st. And Festivus, for the rest of us, is on the 23rd. You notice I didn't mention Christmas coming up in December, because that came up in October. Or it came up in January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. For who?
For Kim.
For Kim. Where it's always Christmas in her bedroom.
Actually, that started in February. The tree didn't go up until February.
Okay, but will it be there all this next year, too?
No.
Oh. A Facebook post about what your superpower is. Mine activated this morning at 3:45. We'll let that breathe until about just after 8 this morning. Get into what is your superpower. Is my superpower involve this cup right here, Kimber? Right here.
Oh, you've got one of the holiday cups.
I got one of those holiday
Starbucks. Oh, it's the plastic ones.
That's right.
Ooh.
My superpower activated this morning. 3:45, and we'll get into that just after 8, but feel free to jump into the comments on the Facebook post. Did you see Golden Bachelor finally ended up with his bachelorette? They're going to get married quickly, they said. We don't have time to waste. And that's one of those, I don't know if you want to call it sad. I'm going to say something very politically incorrect here.
Uh-oh. That means it's going to be good.
I've only seen a couple of snippets of these people in action on this Golden Bachelor. I've chosen not
to
watch.
In action?
What I mean by that is them interacting as people.
Okay.
In falling in love or doing the things that you would do to attract a mate. And then last night the engagement happens and they said, we're not wasting any time. We're probably going to get married tomorrow. That kind of thing.
Well, you know, he dated somebody a month after his wife passed.
I'm going to get into that coming up because I said he's been exposed, and so that's part of the did you see here. Politically incorrect, I'm going to say that if I ever find myself single again for any reason, like kick to the curb or whatever, I can't imagine myself going through that charade of dating at that age, like being in a relationship.
No, what do you mean the charade?
It's like, I don't know, they look like marionettes being... it's just imagine. Yeah, thank you for the marionette show.
I'm sorry, that's just.
I mean, it's what it looked like. They just look. I don't know. It just looks so forced and fake. And I know that people have emotions at 75 and 20, 25 and 105. I understand.
People can fall in love at any age.
You can also choose not to. And people look at you weird when you fall in love at 70.
Okay, that's
they
no.
do.
Now
they
people can fall in love at any age.
It's the whole thing. I'm just telling you right now, if I ever find myself single, my wife says, keep it up and you will. Whatever it is. You know? Or maybe you should say, if you can't keep it up, it is. I just can't see. I can't see myself ever going through. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just goofy looking. I got to think about.
What do you mean goofy looking?
It's just goofy looking. I'm sorry. It's terrible for me to say. I understand that. And if you're 75 and listening right now and you're in love and you're doing all that, you know, mate and dance stuff. To me,
why is it any different for an older person to care about someone and date than it is for any other age?
If we watch a Bachelor, we see more of the private interactions between, like the interpersonal growth between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems desperate. Now, we don't see that maybe when we just see the older couple on a date, or we see the older couple who's dating. We don't, unless you're like couple friends with them, I would assume you don't see a lot of that stuff. I'm telling you this is politically incorrect, and it's probably wrong for me to say, but I'm just telling you, I'll never find myself in that situation. I'm just not going to do it.
But you also said the other day that you couldn't see yourself being alone because you didn't think you were a lone person.
Have never said that.
Just the other day you did.
I said I'm an absolute loner. You know I'm a loner. Every hobby I have is a loner hobby.
But you did.
No. I'm going to disagree with you. I'm not even let you speak. Sorry. I didn't say that. I could not see myself alone. I didn't say that. You may have been talking to somebody else. But
no, it was right here in this room.
Did I say that?
I think I may have heard it.
What did I say?
That you couldn't see yourself, like, the end of your life being alone.
Yeah,
I didn't say without that. A
partner. I've also heard of Mark Island too.
Without a partner, you're a loner. No, you have said that, but
that's not true. It's not right. You're wrong. Nonetheless, we'll get into we're out of time. Look at us. We'll come back and we'll reveal all the things that have been discovered about Golden Bachelor Jerry with a G. Kim's top handmaiden Jen has weighed in by text. Saying that, because I was going on about, you know, the charade of old people dating, and it's just kind of, you know, I just know that I'll never participate in, you know, I hope my wife outlives me. I hope to God she outlives me. So I don't have to, you know, I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life if that happens. And I'm fine, because I just can't see myself doing what they do. And your girl says, my elderly mother says the only thing a man is looking for at her age is nurses and purses.
I kind of like that.
And she doesn't mean registered nurses or licensed practicing nurses, like women that will nurse them, also who have a lot of money on the side. Well, the Golden Bachelor, guy named Jerry,
with a G,
came to the show looking for love after losing his wife of 43 years, just 1 month after they moved to their dream retirement home. That part is true. But several of the other things about Jerry are not, including to a new expose by the Hollywood Reporter. First of all, he's described on the show as a retired restaurateur who hung up his career in 2006 at the age of 55 years old. Truth is, it wasn't 2006, the last time he was at a restaurant. It was 1985.
Well, then why in the world did they say 2006?
Because he's lying. He's lying, and being a retired restaurateur makes you sound more official. He's sexy. He's retired. Yes, he owned his restaurant until he was just so rich. This reminds me of when Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Darva Conger.
Boy, there's a name.
And Rick Rockwell. And then Joe Millionaire, who was famous Marriott. These are all,
remember those names now that you mention them.
Yeah. God, I wish I could purge them.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able
is
to just
right?
come up with them.
Look up look at who wants to marry a millionaire? Darva Conger. And her background was suspect. His background, he wasn't rich enough to be a millionaire. Evan Marriott from Joe Millionaire wasn't a millionaire either, even though he had the last name Marriott. Why can't just people tell the truth? And by the way, he had many jobs after his restaurateurship came to an end. Many came after his supposed retirement, like his gig as a maintenance man at a mental health center. Another claim that Jerry made is that didn't exactly hold up, that he hadn't dated in 45 years. During his maintenance gig, he met a woman who he dated for 3 years. The relationship started a month after his wife died.
Now, that's the part I had heard, that he met somebody a month after.
They broke up in 2019 because he told her she was too fat to take his high school reunion.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
The balls.
Yeah, I know,
if
right?
That's true. Can you imagine? Yeah, I'm sorry. You know.
I know we've been together for 3 years, but you're too fat.
They were living together at the time, and he told her to get out.
Oh, my God.
She was packing. She fell down some stairs. This is a soap opera. This is a soap opera. She's done throwing herself down those stairs and ended up needing foot surgery. Hold on. She throws herself down the stairs, and all she ends up with is foot surgery? Who's the guy who shot Megan Thee Stallion in the feet?
Maybe Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez. Maybe he threw her down the stairs and only injured her feet. You know, because Tory Lanez and his marksmanship. Shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the feet. Even then, she couldn't stay long. What's that word you like? Convalesce.
Oh, my.
He made her go to a hotel.
He didn't let her stay.
Didn't let her stay at the crib.
Wow.
Get out. Oh, I maintain the building. I ain't maintaining you.
I might see somebody at the reunion I want to bring back.
Mm. 10 pounds too heavy she was. Gained two. She said she gained 10 pounds.
Oh, my God.
In her convalescence. So I don't know, whatever the case may be. Jerry with a G. Does the name Brandon Blackstock bring up any memories for you?
Yeah. Or
Brandon Blackstock, the ex-husband of Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson! Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's been in the news more in the last 2 years, I guess.
Since the divorce.
Yeah.
Come to find out. Bit of a scammer.
Fighting for that ranch or farm or whatever it is.
Earning
particular.
Off of his wife.
Yeah.
You know, his wife is the success story. His wife is the one who is Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson!
You have any idea what I'm doing there?
Yeah, 40-year-old virgin.
What?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Love Steve Carell.
Kelly Clarkson's husband has to pay her over $2.6 million for mishandled business deals. Dude. This is of the Blackstock boys. Didn't Reba kick Narvel to the curb?
Narvel.
Isn't Brandon's daddy Narvel Blackstock?
He is.
Of the Reba McEntire? Yeah. Narvel Blackstocks? Narvel. She done run him off, too. What happened with that? That was ugly, too. Was that ugly?
I don't know that it was especially ugly.
I
didn't hear a whole lot about it. But
what divorces aren't?
Well.
Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, has been ordered to pay $2.6 million for business deals he unlawfully, I love that, handled when he was her manager. He was paid commissions for different deals like $1.9 million. He was paid $1.9 million for her contract with The Voice. If that's a commission on her contract with The Voice, what was a contract? Right. Holy hell. And another $450,000. For her collaboration with Wayfair. The contract should have been made with the talent agency, not him. Again.
So he weaseled his way in somehow.
Yes.
Like as the middleman.
Brandon Weasel Blackstock. The Wheeze. That's what they call her in the industry
the
now. The Wheeze. What did Narvel get run off for? Does it say why they divorced?
It actually says that Narvel chose to split up.
Narvel?
Yeah.
Kicked Reba to the curb.
That's what it says.
Speaking of mannequins. All right. Not mannequins. Ah, screwed it up. Marionettes. You know? Reba's face. Poor Reba.
I can't hardly look at her.
It's good that I messed up my own joke. That's called karma.
No, you cannot fart yourself thin. There you have it. No matter what you see on the internet.
I would be emaciated. And nobody and nobody believes this.
No, people do.
No. No. Let me tell you something. Just because you jump on board... Just because you're part of the conversation. Oh, my God, I did this and lost 14 pounds. Do you understand that people want to be part of conversations?
I know they do.
They didn't. Nobody believes this.
Some people do because they'll believe anything, because they want to believe it, because they think, oh, this is an easy way to do it.
Well, then, by the way, if this is the case, your husband should be 700 pounds, by the way. Because he's
he just doesn't fart in front of me.
Oh, how dare
you? I mean, it's like, okay. But there's
the number one tenet of our marriage.
There's been this.
Do not fart in front of me. Oh, I can't handle it.
There's been this post going around from Women's Health, and it says fact. And it says that each fart burns 67 calories.
Would this be a fart fact?
A fart fact.
All right.
And
you burn calories by farting?
Well,
I'll never have to do cardio again.
Well, exactly. And that's the same number of calories that you'd burn if you did a 15-minute stroll or
not true.
Or burpees for 6 minutes straight.
Not true.
Now, nobody
believes that.
Thousands of
people.
Funny,
though, how they can equate farting and something called a burpee.
Yeah. I know.
Get it?
Yeah.
Burpee?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what that is, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you having sex?
That does
look like
a burpee.
I'm over here by myself.
You're humping your back. It's like the two humped armadillo.
You go
there.
Up and down, right?
Yeah, well, that's what you were showing me. I don't need to see that.
That
in the
looks
studio.
Very different.
That ain't a burpee. It's when you go all the way down to the ground, like
and then your legs go out, and you know.
Yeah, maybe he is having.
It's hard
sex.
To describe, but anyway, well, you know it when you see it. But because of that post, you know, that's been going around on social media, people have Googled, can you lose weight by farting? And it's like, no, you cannot. But because if so, after Thanksgiving dinner, we all would have lost weight because you've got all that gas buildup and all that.
If every fart is 67 calories spent, and the average, like say, like a sandwich at any 350 to 500 calories, you're telling me that after 10 farts, I've lost the weight of the sandwich, the calories put. That's just not true.
And that's not true. That's what I'm saying. But nobody, you cannot fart yourself in. It's not going to happen.
But nobody believes this.
So, no, you're not. We don't lose weight by passing gas.
Nobody believes this.
Some people have believed it because they saw it on the internet.
Somebody does.
You know, some people do. You know that.
Oh, Tyler, gosh, darn it, dude.
But here's what happens. When you let one rip, like we just heard there.
Wow, dude, humping his back and...
Worked it up.
Blowing out his pants.
The muscles that make it happen are relaxing, not contracting, and activating your muscles is, that does burn calories, but we do that just by moving simply.
Dude, can you settle down over there, please?
You burn calories sleeping, sitting, just breathing. So, yes, you do burn calories when you fart, but it's not losing weight or anything like that.
Tyler, for God's sake, would you leave the room, please? She's offended by this.
I'm out.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right. You know? People believe. I would say people believe everything. This is the one thing that nobody believes. And if you believe this, feel free to text in so we can ridicule you and put your number on the internet.
Well, if you burn...
This is the one. Text this person. They believe it.
But if you burn 67 calories in one day, you know, with one fart, by the number of farts you do a day, which is usually 15 to 20 on a normal day, just farting.
You don't even get close to that total?
No, I think you do, because you release them.
There you go.
That would be...
That's our little tight ass working over there. Her versus him, Mark versus Kim. On Starwater 2.1, as we welcome with two contestants, one named Mary and one named Devin. Today, Mary and Devin are playing the list, and they're playing the list for...
A car pass, good for up to 8 people in the car to Shadrack's Christmas Wonderland at Soaky Mountain Water Park. This year's drive-through light show has a longer route, more lights, and bigger, more dazzling additions, including the custom-built Santa Safari.
All right, good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Hello, Devin.
What's up, brother?
Huh? Devin?
Morning.
Okay, you're there. All right, make sure. All right, so the list is a game where I'm going to hand a list to Kim. She's going to try to describe that list to you, Mary, over 75 seconds. Best out of 10 wins. Devin, the end of the round, if Mary and Kim have had to skip one, two, or how many ever, and or run out of time at the end, you'll have a chance to steal those points at the end of the round. And then, of course, the same thing for you, Mary, when Devin and I are playing. When we're done, you can steal those points as well if necessary. Any questions, Kim? Excuse me, Kim? Kim, do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
Mary, Devin, do you have any questions?
Nope, I'm good.
All right. Mary, are you ready?
I'm ready.
On your mark, get set, go.
This is something you do on the internet, and you write long dissertations or whatever. It's just about your life, and you put pictures in there, and sometimes you add recipes.
Social media?
Yes, but it's a long
blog
thing. Yes, very good. This is when you do that same kind of thing, but you add video to it, so it's called this. Same word.
Live stream.
It's the same word, essentially, but it's with video, so it's...
Blog.
Yes. Okay, this is what we drink at Christmas. It's very thick and sometimes...
Eggnog.
Yes. This is when you're getting ready for a test, but you do it all in one night, and it's right before the test, and so you call this... you're trying to get it all in your brain in one short period of time, so it's... Do you know?
Cram stand.
Yeah. No. First word, you get it. Okay, this is the meat with the gelatinous goo on top of it, and you can fry it, and it's in a can, and it's some people think it's gross, but some people love it. It's at the grocery store. It's meat in a can, and it's the gelatinous
goo. Bam.
Yes. This is someone who sends out fake emails or emails trying to get money.
Damn.
Okay, but it's the person who does it. So what are they called?
Scammer.
Yes.
Hold on. No, whoa. What's the word? The first word you said before you said that very last word there. Spell it for me. Come on.
Scam. S-K-S-C-A-M or S-C-A-M-M-E-R.
Right. So she didn't get that one.
Okay.
Which is Ricky, Scoremaster Steve, sorry. What's the current score and what can he steal?
Mary got 5.
Okay. Devin can steal one at the end.
Last one. Yeah, the one at the end, Devin can steal.
Devin.
Yo.
No or yo?
Yo.
Devin, do you understand the concept of you can steal points at this point in time?
Yes.
You're familiar with the concept. Would you like to do it?
Sure.
Oh, for God's sake, dude.
Then do it.
No. He's had his chance. All right. List as you had it, dear.
Okay, it's blog, vlog, eggnog, cram, I skipped scram, spam, slam, slammer, spammer, stammer.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right.
Devin, you understand the concept of what we're about to do here?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Devin. On your mark.
Mary, you'll have a chance to steal points at the end of the round. Are you familiar with that concept, Mary?
I am very familiar with it. Thank you.
Okay. Pay attention.
Maybe talk to Devin after we get off the air here.
All right, Devin. Sounds on good. Your mark. Get set. Go.
All right. Hold on. Stop. 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 All right. Do me again. Go.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
All right. This is when you arrive at a place at the scheduled place on the clock. You have arrived. Not late, but very good. When someone is, let's say, more than 40 years old, they are this.
Elderly?
More than 40 is elderly, dude. No, it's another word. Like if you're traveling up and you go across the top and down the other side, you have gone
over the hill.
Yes. Ooh, I'm so glad I don't have to pay that bill. They let me. It's another word for saying something is really cool. Oh, that is just so. It's the opposite of on. The opposite of on is what? If I a fish will wriggle. A fish will wriggle, and you don't pull it in. You don't reel it in. So a fish has wriggled.
Off.
What are you fishing with? At the end of that fishing line is a what?
Hook.
Yes.
Off the hook.
When a company's workers don't want to work there anymore and they march in front of the building, they are?
Protesting.
Yes, they are. But
on
if they're
strike. On yeah. strike.
Yes. Scoremaster Steve.
Mary had 5. Devin got 4.
It's over. I feel like a woman. American woman. Devin, I say thank you, sir. A pleasure.
Thanks,
man. Head back to Austin, Texas, or wherever you came from. I'm just kidding. Love you, Devin. Goodbye.
Bye.
On time, in the middle, over the hill, off the hook. I should say off the damn hook. On strike, at peace, on demand, out of focus, and dead on the dot. This is a good list. Mary, congratulations. We'll see you over at Shadrach's. Well done, dear. What responsibility do you have for the in-flight movie that you have chosen to watch on the back of the seat in front of you? Or let's say on your portable device, like a tablet or a laptop or something like that. In terms of, and I won't go all the way pornographic, but let's just say R-rated. Do you have any responsibility at all to worry about what others are seeing on your screen?
Well, I think you need to be somewhat aware if there's children around you.
Yeah, certain things you should watch in private or with other people that, you know, have the same sensibilities as you. Is a man responsible for the child in the seats behind him, looking through the seats to the row in front of him, and watching this man watch a movie and then being upset by it, and then the mom scolds that passenger for watching Deadpool 3.
Well, I don't think the children should be looking through the seat. I mean, if they're sitting beside you or something, I mean.
Yeah, I think you should be it's in the aisle, I'm sorry, in the row in which you're in, the 2 or 3 seats that you're in.
Yeah.
And unless you are literally holding, you know, your phone or your pad so that only you can see it.
Yeah.
Then you kind of have to be thoughtful on who else can see.
Yeah.
Especially if you're watching something where, I don't know, violent or sexual.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. A man was watching Deadpool 2 on his phone on a plane while wearing headphones. A little kid behind him was watching from behind the seats and got upset at a violent scene. The mother yelled at the guy.
Hmm.
Who had no idea that the kid was watching.
Yeah.
He went on Reddit and was wondering, am I the a-hole? Is he the a-hole?
I say no.
I say no, too.
Yeah, like if the kid's going out of their way to see the movie, then at that point, I feel like the parents are.
When was the last time you were on a plane with 3 seats in front of you?
Years.
Okay. Just the way it's situated and the gap between those 2 seats in front of you, but one's directly in front of you, one in the middle, when you look through, it's right there. You are seeing exactly what's on their tablet, on their phone, if they're holding it. They don't have to even hold it where you would normally hold it. You can see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's in your eye line.
Yeah.
It's in your eyesight. It's right. You can't help yourself. And he goes on about how, you know, I had my headphones on. I wasn't listening. You know, there was nothing that he could hear.
He wasn't trying for somebody to see it. Yeah. It was.
Mm-hmm. And it happens at the part when Deadpool gets ripped in half. Sorry if I've ruined a 2018 movie for you. But and I could hear muffled screams behind me.
Muffled screams.
I take out my headphones, and there's a little kid behind me wailing. And he didn't mean Waylon Jennings, by the way. He had positioned himself in a way that he could watch my screen and had watched him, the Deadpool character, get torn apart. I've read a magazine article diagonally, like, you know, some seats aren't, like some rows are a little off, and the guy sitting there and like, to my left and up, like, just like a foot.
Mm-hmm.
I've read a magazine article that he was reading at the same time I have. Yeah. Not interesting enough to go, you know, when he turned the page, I said,
I'm not done yet.
Excuse me. Hey. I mean, I went and looked for the article later on. Yeah. I mean, I've done that before. Mm-hmm. He's got no responsibility.
Yeah.
But you know, do you have to, like, at all times know you're 360?
No.
Like, who's in your 360?
No. I mean, if you're not, like, holding it up, you know, trying to show off or something.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
Think,
all right.
No,
just
I think he's done. He's not.
As I left the house this morning, one hand holding my fancy little tote, my other hand pulling the door closed behind me into the garage, my mouth gripping between the teeth, this cup right here, just like this.
Was it full?
Full with at least 12 ounces of iced coffee.
Okay.
As I pulled the door closed, the jarring of the door closing caused the cup to leap from my mouth. And as it was falling straight down to the ground with the left hand that was just on the doorknob, pulling it closed, I snatched that SOB right out of the air and didn't spill a drop.
Oh.
Didn't spill a drop.
Impressive.
I mean, it was going straight down. And I went, so imagine it falling from my mouth, heading straight down.
Full of liquid.
Yeah. 12 straight ounces, baby, of the best iced coffee in the world. And then, boom! Caught it.
Just before it hit the ground.
Before it hit the ground, by the side, like this. All right. Boom. And you know when you catch an egg in an egg toss, mm-hmm. and you kind of take your hands and you kind of, you know, you
have to go with
cushion
it.
The blow.
Give it, yeah.
Yeah. I must have cushioned the blow. I looked down at the floor where I just overworked. Not a damn drop of iced coffee.
Not any?
Not a drop.
Because it still would have been
not a drop.
Fantabulous, if even if
not
it was a drop.
A drop.
Yeah,
not just, a drop.
But you just went with it? And
I'm like, oh wow. My God. Now, this is on the heels.
Wow.
On the heels of just a couple of days ago. And my wife witnessed this. If you need a witness from the congregation, she can text in, call you, whatever. I opened up a cabinet that we have, like, all the stuff you need in bottles for, like, cooking, like white wine, like cooking wine, the cooking sherry, the bottles of olive oil
vinegars
and stuff like vinegars.
Stuff like that,
yes,
mm-hmm.
all that other crap. And somehow something happened in the last time that somebody closed that door, that cabinet. Two things were leaning against the door or something. I don't know how it is. So maybe some sort of domino effect had taken place when the cabinet door closed. And the white wine vinegar.
Mm.
And the Marsala wine came tumbling out. And snatch, snatch.
Jackie Chan.
The two-handed snatch.
Snatch, snatch. And my wife was standing there. She's like, oh, my God.
Now, you've done this at the grocery store before, too. I remember you talking about some woman being amazed. Wasn't it with yogurt or something? I don't remember exactly what the item was, but it was at the freezer case or the refrigerated case.
Well, you don't keep yogurt in the freezer, but what was it?
And whenever you drop your phone, you said whenever you drop your phone, you're able to grab it before it hits
the
ground.
I have caught, I don't know, I guess it's my superpower, that I have ridiculously fast hands and just the ability to grab and catch. And it's if I have a superpower.
It is impressive.
Other than this ridiculous mouth of mine, it's
it's impressive.
I mean, and she's like, whoa.
Yeah.
She goes, too bad you can't use those hands for something good, you know. We got some comments. My personal troll, by the way. My personal troll, Greg.
Oh, yes.
Greg Whiteass.
We love him. I especially love him because he trolls you.
I wrote that, what's your superpower? Mark's activated at 3:45 this morning, and it was amazing. To which Greg, my personal troll, responded, and lasted 45 seconds. My superpower activated and lasted 45 seconds. To which James responded, hey now, you're giving him credit. Ha ha ha. To which I responded right back to Greg, well, was the best 45 seconds you ever had.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And then your wife has texted me and says, he is a ninja. It's true.
Oh, well, so she's hearing this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't see her texting us her Spotify Wrapped number of minutes she's listened to.
And we're probably fortunate on that because, you know.
Because what?
Well, she might not like some of the stuff she would listen to.
She hears it all.
Well, from other people.
She didn't hear it on the radio, though. You people out there. Let me take a little break. I spent a little extra time on that story. So we'll come back and we'll tell you others' superpowers. And feel free to jump into that Facebook conversation real quick. We got a few minutes to get your comments going on that. Or text us at 656-7827. What's your superpower? Is it having ninja hands? Is it? Although, I was quite un-ninja-like this morning when I moved a piece of paper across, slid onto the floor.
Oh, yeah.
That's
and
true.
I didn't want Kim to get off of her chair to get it, so I flew around the counter to try to grab it before she could.
But I beat him to it.
Beat me to it, and then it somehow I tried to stop too quickly so I wouldn't knock her over, and I fell ass over tea kettle all over the floor. With the Mark and Kim Show, we're discussing your superpowers based on my preternatural ability to catch things as they're falling. And I'll be honest with you, you're not going to believe this, but I said to myself as I was closing that door, I'm about to drop this iced coffee cup out of my mouth.
So you felt like it was slipping? Like it. Or?
And I kind of had that feeling when I snatched those two bottles falling from my cupboard the other day. My wife was right there for her. I felt like these are going to,
Before you opened the door?
As I'm opening it, I felt the door had something on it. So when they tumbled out, I'm like, whoop, whoop. And I called him and I was just like, it's like I felt like a premonition. I certainly thought about it falling before it fell. Is that a premonition?
Well,
Elizabeth texts us about her superpower and she says, my superpower is that my dreams can predict the future. The problem with this is she says dreams and she says it's only happened once. So she had a dream that predicted the future once. That's okay, Elizabeth. We love you anyway. I've only done it once before, but I had a dream when I was very young where I went to a field trip to a hospital, and I could remember the entire environment and the people that were there that at the time I don't know. Well, about 10-ish years later in high school, I went on that field trip, and it was exactly the same as my dream. Well, all hospitals.
So she had it 10 years in advance?
Yeah, I guess. Interesting. Haley and I have the same superpower. I didn't realize, but I do have the same superpower as Haley. This is such a stupid superpower, but I've been able to spell forwards and backwards since I was 9. I can do that. You ready? Forwards.
Ford.
Backwards. Mm-hmm. Backwards.
Very good.
I've been able to spell forwards and backwards since I could start spelling.
I think I can do that too.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Let me hear that.
Forwards. And backwards. Backwards.
I was afraid you was going to go.
No.
What are your superpowers? Come on, you have to have one.
The one that I've talked about before, it's like I feel things that are out of place, especially like a dish or a glass on a counter when I'm somewhere else.
That's OCD. Oh, yeah.
Well, but I feel it. I mean, I feel those things. I have to get up and go put them away.
But you live with messy, sloppy people. So it's when you know that you...
But they do things to keep me happy. And so when they put them away normally.
No, they don't.
And no, they do. And so when I'm someplace and I'm like, there's something out. And so I can go and sure enough, there's one glass on the
because
counter.
you have an 18-year-old son. That's why.
No, he puts his stuff in his room and I don't deal with that. His den.
You do because you've come on here and bitched about it.
I complain about it, but he takes care of that. I don't go in there and clean
you
them.
Yes, you have.
I don't go in there and clean them. He has to
you
do
it. You mean
them.
Anymore?
Yeah. Well, when he was younger, yeah.
Younger than yesterday.
It's been a while.
My superpower is when I put something in the microwave, for no matter what time it is, and I walk away, I know when to get back to the microwave to hit that button before it goes off.
So, yeah.
Oh, yes. I never
had that time clock in the back of my head.
Yeah,
because
you never want the timer to go off. You never want it to go beep, 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 beep to let you know that it's done.
That's the beauty of the timer. The turn off, it just turns off automatically.
Yeah, but you don't want to hear that beep, beep, beep.
Beep, beep, beep.
Mm-hmm. Emily, my sense of smell is her superpower. Not only is it a super strong and sensitive, but it's amazing that I even have it. I was born with a cleft palate and lip. So I have 13 I've had 13 craniofacial surgeries from age 2 to 17. I really shouldn't have much function due to the poking and the prodding, as well as scar tissue. Wow.
Now that is amazing.
Yeah.
For example, when my dad had mold somewhere in his truck, even though he had a deep clean, he sent me to sniff out the source. like a bloodhound. Here, honey, come and sniff my mold. Susan, I can randomly call friends and family when they're eating outside of normal meal times.
What you doing?
Brittany's superpower is that when there is an emergency, I turn into a superhero and run straight toward the problem. Oh. I have busted car windows, jumped into it while it was on fire, pulled motorcycles off an embankment by climbing down to it and tying it to my car. And a year ago yesterday, my dad and I fought a wildfire and won.
Good for her. That's great.
I run straight into the problem and freak out when everything is taken care of.
But during the emergency, she handles it. That's
but she doesn't like that somebody else has gotten there before her because I freak out when everything's taken care of, she said. Julia, I wake up just moments before my dog is about to vomit. I don't know how but why or why, but somehow my motherly instinct wakes me up right before he leaves the room to go throw up in one of the other rooms in the house.
No, I wonder if it's that because they like work it
up. It's like an alarm clock. A Paraguayan government official has been replaced after it was revealed that he signed a memorandum of understanding with representatives of a country that doesn't exist.
It sounds like something I would do.
The country of Kailasa.
Kailasa?
And its website were generated out of nothing from a fugitive Indian guru's fictional country. He's a scam artist, and he entered into an agreement with Paraguay.
Okay.
To which the official has now resigned. So now you can put your full time back here into the morning show, Kim.
Okay.
If I'd asked you, where in the world is Kailasa, would you have said,
I don't know.
Somewhere near the subcontinent, you probably would have said.
I've never heard of it.
That doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
The contestants on the Squid Game, the challenge, this is the actual game.
Oh,
you know,
I watched.
More than you thought you would.
I'm what?
You liked more than you thought you would. You weren't going to watch it, and then you got sucked in.
It wasn't that we weren't going to watch it. It wasn't on the radar. And then the kid was home. One of the kids were home, and she put it on, and we're just like watching it, and then we're watching it, and then we're like watching it. And then she texts us. So we watched the first flight of it. Second flight came out a couple of days ago, yesterday maybe. And she texts us, "You will be screaming at the screen in the second episode of the new flight of, and my God," we were like, "Oh my God!" I'm telling you right now, it's a little over the top in certain respects, but it's one of the better reality type game shows I've ever seen.
Well, I'm hoping to watch it this weekend.
Well, I won't ruin anything for you.
Since it's raining, I'm wanting to watch it. But they went through all of the condoms that they were given, but it's not for the reason that you think it is. They're given supplies.
They
went through all the condoms that they were given, but it's not for the reason that you would think it is.
Of all the things we would have thought about concerning the contestants in Squid Game.
Because it's like the Olympics. We hear all the time with Olympians, you know, they're given condoms all the time. When there's a group of people.
Well, that's for a specific purpose.
Yes.
Right.
But
there's not a bit of privacy on Squid Game.
Okay. But the Olympics, I guess, there's not a whole lot of privacy either.
I think you're misequating here.
Whatever. But they were given condoms along with their other supplies, okay? And when you've got a large group of people together, condoms are usually given as part of the supplies because, you know, they think there's going to be relations, but they didn't go through all the condoms for what you think they would be. They were not given.
What other large groups of people get together and they pass out condoms?
Well, so the Olympics
like
and
a
all
church
the
church trip or something. Or are you talking about?
I'm talking about
everybody's filing under the church bus.
I'm talking about anything where they have large groups of people, like the Olympics, like I said, the Bachelorette shows, and all those things where they have large groups of people.
College orientations, you know, stuff like that.
Well, there are places where they have tables.
I shan't interject. I'm getting eyeballs every time I say something.
Well,
go ahead.
Just
finish
saying,
your stupid
there's story. There's a bowl of when you go into places like college orientations, there are bowls with condoms on them.
No, they're not.
You know?
I was making that up. There's no,
there are bowls of
when
condoms.
When you walk
in
into
places.
Orientation at college, there's bowls of condoms you just take as you go in.
They're available.
Is that what you're telling me?
They're available. So anyway, they gave all the supplies, but they didn't give them lip balm. And so they were needing lip balm apparently very badly. So they were using the condom lubrication as lip balm, but it didn't work for them. And so
it
they
didn't
went,
work for
no,
them.
No, they said it wasn't working the way they needed
lip balm.
It to work. I know it's not lip balm. They were desperate, though, for lip balm, so they were trying anything, and they got down to the lubrication for the condoms as lip balm.
Are we on a nationwide shortage of lip balm or something, or do we just all... I haven't put on lip balm, and I can't even tell you when.
Well,
I had to break my Carmex addiction for a little while.
Because it addicts you to more. I mean, it makes you need more.
But how did the whole group of people need... And what were they passing out condoms for in a big open room with bunk beds? Seriously, what would condoms be part of the Squid Game pack anyway for? It's if you've seen the show or you've seen the reality show, they're on bunk beds out in the middle of a big open room.
But as you know, people are people, and when they want relations, they have relations.
Mm-hmm. Look at you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, player number 301, Trey Putnicki, says that within a day, maybe a day and a half, all of the condoms were gone. It was absurd, and the lubrication didn't work as lip balm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
instead
they went through all of them.
Instead of Burt's Bees, they were going for Burt's D's? Anything else you want to say? I don't hate it. Sorry, I interrupted again.
No,
forgive me. Go ahead, Kim.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But
Wrap it up, Kim, so to speak.
Oh, so to speak. The producers did finally get them the lip balm, though, so they got what they needed.
Does your husband call you mama? Or mommy, or
no.
Mom, concerning like your son.
No.
Like when your kid's around, does he say, hey, mom?
No.
He doesn't do that?
No.
Do you call him daddy?
Nope.
Does he ever ask you to call him daddy?
No.
Just call me daddy?
No, yeah. I mean, the closest he comes to that is when he says, you'll have to go ask mom. But, I mean, okay. He never
right.
says,
so then he does refer
mama.
To you. Then he does refer to you as mom.
Only when he's telling my son, you'll have to go ask mom. Like.
Mom.
You know, referring to my son to mm-hmm. go ask mom.
Your term of endearment for your significant other may be harming your relationship. We'll get into that on Monday morning.
Okay.
Might have to do it early or late. I'm not sure. It's maybe part of the podcast. It's why calling your partner mummy or daddy could be killing your sex life.
We've never called each other that. Do you call your wife mama or mommy or...
Only when she's spanking me.
All you people want is more, 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 more.
Give me.
More.
Should we just call her out by name? Maybe she'll respond. We've sent messages to Faith Brogger. Is it B-R-O-G-G-E-R? Brogger?
Faith Brogger.
Brogger. Mm-hmm. B-R-O-G-G-E-R, which I understand she was really good at the game Frogger growing up.
Brogger, oh. Frogger.
Yes, Brogger on Frogger. She has a podcast she does called Brogger on Frogger. She's such a fan of podcasts. But this is the question, and we would like to have Faith call in to the radio show. We'd like to thank her personally because something I didn't even think was possible has happened. Faith has sent us the screened grab of her Spotify Wrapped for the year. Now, if you don't know what Spotify is, it's a music streaming service. It's an all-encompassing music streaming service. It's got all the music. It's got all the podcasts, and it's just audio. It's all audio.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably the leader in podcasts and audio distribution.
I would think.
You can subscribe. You can have some free versions of it. I'm a subscriber. Of course, I'm a family subscriber, which I think is getting close to $20 a month now.
Mm.
So... at the end of the year, they send you, okay, here are your top genres, here are your top artists, here's who you listen to the most, here's how long you listen to this, blah, blah,
it's
blah.
It's kind of cool because mine was very telling. I was like, this is what I listen to.
Yeah, mine
most?
Told me a lot too, but you guys are begging, let's see it. Let's. Sorry.
You refuse to let us see it.
Yeah, there's too much embarrassing stuff on there. You know, listening to porn soundtracks is probably not something you want to share with your audience. What?
You don't.
You don't what?
I don't think you listen to porn soundtracks.
Well, how often do I say something and you have to kick in with the bow chicka wow wow?
Well,
made me start to really enjoy porn music.
My bow chicka wow wow.
Yeah, that and the other, you know, saxophone and trumpet and tuba laden, you know, 70s porn music sounds.
No.
That's the number one most listened to part of my Spotify rap. So I'm embarrassed to share that. So I won't be sharing that. The point is that it shows you your stats. And when we started getting these over the last couple of years, we were wildly, wildly impressed with those who were like, oh, I listened to you guys for 10,000 minutes this year. I listened to you guys for 15,000 minutes. And I think last year's, I don't want to call it winner because it's certainly not a contest, but the one that we got the most was like 20, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000. It was in the 20,000s, though. Would we agree to that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were terribly impressed by that.
We will agree that it was in the 20,000s, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Not the 30,000s.
No.
Not the 40,000s.
No.
Not the 50,000s.
Certainly not.
Certainly not the 60,000s.
No.
Not even the 70,000s.
No.
How many minutes do we do like a day? It's like an hour and 11 minutes, usually like hour and 3, hour and 8, hour 11. So that's like 68 to 75 minutes a day.
Right, yeah.
Okay? 5 days a week. So let's just round that to 70. That's 350 minutes a week. Okay? Mm-hmm. And we're not on for several weeks a year. We do, what, 48 weeks?
Yeah, probably.
So 48 times 350. Here we go. Get the calculator.
He's throwing numbers out there.
And here's the question for Faith Brogger, and we want you to call us. And we know you're listening, Faith. We want you to call us because we want to interview you. We want to have a chat with you. No, you're not like in trouble. We're not calling you down to the principal's office. But how in the world, and did you do that math real quick?
I did. It's 16,800 minutes.
Well, you sound like you're singing something from Rent. Say that again.
It's 16,800 minutes.
Is that how you say 16,800?
Yeah, how would you say it?
16,800.
Yeah, 16,800.
No.
And. No. The and is.
Do you put an and between your thousands and your hundreds?
I do, yeah. Should I not?
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
We're trying to teach you to learn how to speak for a living.
And you say and needs to be taken out.
I mean, it's like it bothers me when people say 2023, like the year is 2023. It's not. It's 2023. It's 16,800. It's not 16,800. Technically, it is 16,800. Mm-hmm. If you're doing the math on it, sure.
And some people do say that. But when speaking...
No, they don't. They shouldn't.
But no, maybe
right.
So, but some people
do. We're
going
to get lost.
But it's just...
16,800.
Yeah.
That's all the minutes we provide?
Yeah.
Well, then are people listening...
I love it. That's all.
Then how are people listening for 22,000 minutes?
They can go back and listen to older ones.
Yeah, because they're going back or they're listening again.
Okay, all right. If that's the case, if you can go back and listen to something again...
And again. And again.
And maybe something from the year before, because there's 300 episodes up there.
Mm-hmm.
And you said the other day you went back to 2018.
That's not on Spotify. Spotify only gives you 300 episodes.
Podchasers,
where you can get old stuff if it's still up there. Every once in a while, there's still one up there for some reason. How does Faith Brogger have 77,000 minutes of listening to the Mark and Kim Show podcast?
She's listening to things over and over.
Is there a... How do you... What, yes, you're holding your finger up.
It's 57,000.
You said 77,000.
Well, I showed it to you. It was 57,000.
Was it 57?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, my bad. How in the world...
Still impressive.
Yeah.
All that count up from the 40s, 30s, 60s... Sorry, I thought it was 77,000. All right.
You've confused yourself with all the numbers.
Yeah. It's all a blur. 57,000 minutes. If we've only provided 16,000 minutes... Even if you listen to all 300 episodes of, let's say, 70 minutes, 300 times 70 minutes, 2,100 minutes? 300 minutes times 70 is 2,100 minutes, right? 21,000 minutes. 21,000 minutes if you listen to all 16.
Okay, you're going all over the place. I'm trying to get the number.
300 times 70 minutes. Let's say let's round it out to 70 minutes.
21,000.
21,000 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you listen to all 300 episodes three times in a row or at least twice and a half to get to 57,000 minutes, Faith? I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's some... And why aren't we being paid for that, by the way? Hold on. If Weird Al Yankovic complains about 80 million streams...
We get a free sandwich.
And gets $12 for a sandwich...
Maybe we could get a pizza so we could all eat it. You know.
Together?
Well, we'd have to get something that we could share.
Frightening. you guys qualify as people. But so, Faith, it's amazing. I don't know what you did. I don't know if maybe it's a glitch. Maybe you just literally have it on replay. Maybe what? And we want to know what it is. So please respond to, I guess we've sent her messages on a couple of different things.
Two. I sent her one personally from my Facebook page.
Well,
and
she blocked that one.
Oh,
she's
exactly.
Like, who's this?
And that's why I found the other route and sent her one through the Mark and Kim Show page.
All right, just cool. To be safe. So, Faith, we'd love to hear from you. Text back in to us, and we would like to interview you and find out if you need any kind of mental help. because, wow.
We know people. We can get you help.
Yeah, I guess we do. Holiday gifts.
Have you shopped any at all?
Oh, hell no. I have shopped. And now I have three massively wonderful ideas in mind for my wife's Christmas gift. So it is sorted, as they say. It is sorted. I will just have to find the right thing, but it's sorted. I know what I'm going to get. So, yes, I have.
So you're like way ahead for you.
For me, I am, because the things I'm going to get for her for Christmas may take a little while.
Okay. Are they experienced? Well, I shouldn't probably.
What do you think? I'm just going to answer the question?
Well, no, because I realized it's like, wait, we're not going to talk about those things.
These are actual physical goods that might take. But I was talking to someone the other day who bought some makeup for their wife, because that's what she asked for, and it was on her wish list, because he was asking me the same thing, have you bought anything for your wife yet for Christmas? I'm like, not really. I've done the mental work on it, so I have an idea. And he goes, I bought some makeup, including lipstick, through Amazon, and it was used. It had been used.
Now, I know people who are not concerned about used cosmetics.
If you buy used cosmetics. I remember Lori Tucker years and years ago did a story on Channel 6 about used makeup. It's a whole new industry. People loved buy used makeup.
I'm
and
not
I'm like,
that person.
What? You're putting that stuff on your face.
Yeah, I'm not doing
other
that.
Fingers are going in it. And, you know, and I just.
Yeah, I was waiting on it.
I won't do it.
Hey. So, you know, to receive a used gift or a used product when you expected something new, especially something like makeup.
Yeah, makeup, skincare, and used, no.
Right, and I have sent back stuff that I've received from Amazon where they took it as a return, but you could tell that someone, like me, had used it, didn't like it after a few months, wrapped it back up because it keeps all the packaging, and just sends it back and gets the refund.
Yeah.
And then they sent the refund right back out as new to someone else. Mm-hmm. I've opened up packages, and it's been something used, and I've gotten my money back. But 82% of people are open. Two, receiving, what? What am I going to say?
I'm just still shaking my head about the cosmetics and skincare.
82% of people are open to receiving used holiday gifts.
No.
Used holiday gifts. Now, if that used holiday gift is a Porsche 911, you know, then that's fine. My wife would like to buy me a 2016 Cabriolet, you know, Carrera 4S, then so be it. I'll take that used with a big red bow on it. But no. It seems like every year there's talk about how used gifts are trending, and this year is no different. According to the new survey, 82% of people are open to receiving secondhand holiday gifts, which is up 11% from last year. And 76% wouldn't have a problem giving a used gift.
I think it depends on what it is. And because
Porsche Cabriolet, 911.
Well, no, I mean, some people are asking for something that they don't make new anymore. You know,
what would you give as a gift that you had, that you bought used?
If someone was asking for something like a China gift or something that was,
everything's from China nowadays.
No. I don't mean made from China, but like a piece of China or a serving dish or something like that, that is not made anymore.
So you're shopping at Goodwill for people?
If they're asking for something like that, and that's where you can find it, or on Amazon or something like that, I mean, if that's something they want, or if that's something I'm wanting and you can find, like that turkey platter that I got at the thrift store, if someone could find that for me and it's so much less expensive than the new ones, you know, I told you I paid right at $10 for my turkey platter, and it's absolutely beautiful. No chips, no anything, and knew it was $100+.
So you can't put chips on a turkey platter?
Well, you can, but I mean, there's no chips on it, you know, no damage.
Dip platter, you know, the whole thing.
But I would be fine with that.
And the stigma about it might be over too. 67% of people say the stigma around giving previously given gifts has changed because of the economy. Another thing we can thank you-know-who for. Mostly due to affordability, but also practicality and sustainability. Some people also want things that are no longer available new. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I wanted, like if I told my wife, hey, there's a camera that hasn't been around for a while, but if you can find for me, you know, which of course she couldn't, I'd have to send her the link for something, which I, like I've told you, I only want what I want.
Yeah.
I only want, and if they would just listen to me, granted, now the personal gifts, like giving me books, of their photos they've had done for a photo session and other really personal stuff. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if you're going to give me something that I'm going to use, you know, make sure it's something I want.
Mm-hmm.
So what items are people gifting? Electronics. And I should say, I was going to say regifting, but used gifting? What'd you call that? Is it regifting? I think regifting is when it's been given to you.
That's what I think of as regifting.
And then you've given it to somebody else.
Previously owned gifting or...
So Poe gifting?
Poe gifting?
Previously owned.
Oh, okay. And I also you like I'm Poe. So
Poe people.
Exactly. Yeah, how about I just came up with the term Poe gifting? Previously owned gifting or because you Poe.
Yeah, I'm Poe, so this is
That's
what
right.
you
We're Poe this season, so I'm giving you something used. Electronics is the most common, followed by sporting goods. Like if I was... Okay, let's say I got interested in playing golf again. And my wife wanted to give me golf clubs. And I told her the brand. And she went and she got like at Play It Again Sports or something like that, a nice set of golf clubs. If they looked good and they didn't look like they were beaten up or wrapped around someone's head or tree or something like that, or fished out of a lake with, you know, seaweed on it, then it looks fine. I'll take it. You know,
you'd be okay with that?
I would be okay with that because that way.
Would you really?
Yes, I would because
you're very particular about
new
your
and
things.
Used. Yeah. But she also would know that golf is always a fleeting passion for me and that I'll play for a little while and two things either give up. I give up because I suck or my shoulders give up because I get tendonitis in my shoulders every time I play for a while.
Yeah.
So, because I don't just go play once a week or once every 10 days or 2 weeks. If I go play golf... Because you know I'm an asshole. I go every damn day. I just can't do anything in
Whatever
moderation.
Whatever you move into.
Right.
For
I can't. Moderation. You know, like with my drinking, it's all moderation. And home improvement items also in that list of sporting goods and electronics. People are also giving secondhand books, which is fine. Media, like Blu-rays and vinyl records. Toys and games. Jewelry. Does secondhand jewelry go over well?
I personally wouldn't do it, but yeah, people go to pawn shops all the time.
Ask mom over here who's got,
it's got a sentimental value.
It's got a certain nose.
Yeah, if it's a family piece, like if it's something.
Oh, heirloom is something different.
Yeah.
You don't buy an heirloom at a thrift store or at a pawn shop, I should say.
Mm.
Well, it could be an heirloom to somebody.
Well, but you want it to be your heirloom. I mean, you know. Not it's Agnes, a, you know, so from you somebody else's
not,
family.
Do you just not understand the concept of heirloom?
Heirloom is passed down and down.
Yeah, to
and
your
then
own,
that one person came
your,
over.
No. Listen to me. Don't try to talk your way out of this.
I'm trying.
Heirloom is passed from families to like within the same family. It's only an heirloom. Otherwise, it's just used.
So once that chain is broken, it's no longer an heirloom?
It's because you bought it at a cheap shit place.
Yeah. If it's not from your... Like if
yes, the chain of...
If
yes.
it's not from your family or my
family. If it's not from your mother
family.
Or your grandmother or your great-great... Yeah. Like my daughters, where my wife's aunt had a whole set of like beautiful opal jewelry. That just... opals that are just fire, fire opals. Mm-hmm. And so they all wear them. They've been passed to my wife, and my wife distributed them amongst my daughters, and they love them. And so that's an heirloom.
And they mean something.
That's an heirloom piece. Yeah. Just because you bought it, and it says, you know, from 1909, and it was somebody owned it in 1909. It's not your heirloom.
It could be theirs still, though.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't mean
you're
the
not
same
going
thing
to win.
You.
It's somebody's heirloom.
Somebody's
just not
heirloom
ours.
Is not my heirloom.
Ceramics and ornaments. I had ornaments in the brain already.
Ceramics
are ornaments made out of ceramic. Ceramics. No. Video games, arts and crafts, and bags and purses can be given secondhand. Apparel, though, doesn't make the list. You cannot give used clothing.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
But unless the item is pure vintage, all right? Like you can buy vintage stuff. If you go to a vintage store that sells vintage stuff that is owned by somebody else, that may be like a pair of like original bell bottoms from the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, you can buy new bell bottoms, but these are vintage Sassoon jeans that they probably don't even make anymore.
Right.
That counts as okay, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So
because a lot of teens would really find that valuable.
Yeah, or concert t-shirts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Teens would find that valuable in particular.
That you've been to or concerts that you've not been to, does it matter to you?
It does not matter to me. As long as the shirt's fire.
They don't care.
That's all that matters.
No, you have had to have been to the concert.
They don't care.
To wear the concert t-shirt.
No.
Oh.
They don't care.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about me.
Okay, you may care.
My belief.
But a lot of people do not care.
You cannot wear a concert t-shirt for a concert you've not been to.
And I've done that before and actually got called out. I was walking into a convenience store and said, oh, name one album. And I said,
of what band?
It was the Rolling Stones. And,
oh, yeah, I remember the story. And yeah. You couldn't name a Rolling Stones song?
No, an album. Off the top of my head, I just couldn't.
Okay.
She said, poser, and just kept walking.
That'd be Mark. Mark would do that all day long.
I would. Because you know what you're doing? If you wear a t-shirt from a concert you haven't been to, you're posing.
See, and now when I walk out of the house with a shirt like that, I already have one in mind, in case anybody ever asks me again. An album.
Okay. Of the Rolling Stones.
If whatever it is that I'm wearing.
What's the name of the album?
Yeah.
You still can't. You think after you've been busted, you would have an answer.
He said, I have one at the ready.
But you don't.
No. I got Back in Black. That's no, that's AC/DC.
I was going to say, that's not the Rolling Stones.
Paint It Black is what I was thinking.
Good gosh. All right. I just remembered it's a Friday. And we're going to head out. Thanks for listening. And thanks to Faith Brogger. Anytime you want to call in, we'd love to chat with you. Wow, amazing. And thanks to everybody else who also has listened an inordinate amount of time to this program, whether it's live or whether it's on the podcast. Thanks so much.